我哋今日早上经文是来自雅各书三章一至十二节，我哋首先会用广东话读，再用英文读。
Today's scripture reading is from James chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. The worship leader will read this first in Cantonese, then it will be read in English.
雅各书三章，我的弟兄们，不要多人作师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语中没有过失，他就是完全人，也能立住自己的全身。我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫他信服，就能调动他的全身。看啊，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵，就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样舌头在百体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看啊，最小的火能点冲最大的树林。舌头就是火，在我们百体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不知识的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那为主的父的，又用舌头诅咒那照着神形像被造的人。颂赞和诅咒从一个口出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水么？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄么？葡萄树能结无花果么？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
Verse 1. Dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. Indeed, we all make many mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth, and a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish. But no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives, or a grapevine produce figs? No. And you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring.
今日朝头早，程牧师讲嘅信息系顺服舌头。
May God bless the hearers and readers of His words. The title of today's message is "Taming the Tongue," given by Pastor Wilson.
Good morning.
各位早晨。
As you could tell, as we've just read from the text, the letter of James takes a very serious view of the tongue.
我会就系提先睇到嘅经文，睇到雅各书好认真咁样去睇下呢个舌头。
This is throughout the letter, and I would say throughout the Bible.
我可以讲喺整卷书，甚至乎成本圣经都有讲。
For instance, as you could see on your screen in chapter 1, verse 18, the author James puts into words the doctrine of salvation.
咁好似一章十八节啊，雅各咧就讲到呢个啊救恩嘅教义。
Read like this in the English Standard Version: Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth. That's the key phrase for our concerns, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
他说按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，这个很重要的句子，叫我们在他所做的万物中好像初熟的果子。
As you've just seen and read,Our Heavenly Father made us His children by the powerful word that He addresses to us.
神，我们的天父，藉着祂的话语，使我们成为祂的儿女。
That's that phrase, the word of truth.
那个真道这个字。
And so, elsewhere, as you could see on the bottom of your screen, James 1:26 marks out the fact that our speech should be careful and controlled.
好似一章二十六节喺你荧光幕下边所睇到嘅，就系话我哋嘅说话系应该要好小心嘅去控制住。
Verse 26 says this: If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.
他说若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
I hope you see the seriousness of the issue.
我希望看到这件事情的几咁严重。
Because in the Bible, there is hardly a sin more widely exposed or more widely condemned than the sins of our speech.
因为我想在圣经里面没有其他的罪好像我们言语的罪里面那么被揭露和那么被指责。
If you're familiar with the Bible, you know, the first actual sin following the fall of humanity, as Genesis 3:12 records for us, is a sin of speech.
如果你记得人类历史里面第一宗罪就是在创世纪的三章十二节是讲到人说话的罪。
And there, Adam clearly blames Eve and has the audacity to blame God for his transgression of eating from the one tree, the fruit from the one tree that God said you cannot eat of.
因为在那里亚当去指控是夏娃甚至乎 是神去使到他们犯罪吃了这个禁果。
You'll see the Apostle Paul's words concerning humanity on the next slide, slide 3.Romans 3:13-14 says their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness.
保罗在罗马书也提到好像刚才那种的人性，他说他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有蝮蛇的毒气。满口是咒骂苦毒。
You'll see in Isaiah on the next slide, Isaiah explained his alienation from the presence of a holy God, and he does it like this: I am a man of unclean lips.
以赛亚也都在他的书卷里面去形容从这个圣洁的神一分开出来，他说那时我说祸灾我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
And finally,1 Peter 3:10, Peter writes, For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
最后彼得就说，因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
You know, I think if you're honest with yourself, the fact of the matter is we often do not see our tongues the way God sees them.
我想我们很多可以说，我们很多时候我们不会看舌头好像神看的一样。
We rarely stand alongside the author of Genesis or the Apostle Paul in finding in our speech the primary evidence of our fallen, sinful state.
我们很少会好像认同创世纪或者是保罗所讲讲到这个罪是我们堕落那个 最初的那个证据我们 的说话。
We don't share the prophet Isaiah's sense that here is the tongue, which is sinful, which is a special way that separates from God, us from God, and brings us to condemnation.
我们都不会好像以赛亚这样看说这个舌头就是使到我们从神去分离以致神要 去控告我们。
Nor has anyone ever told us, like what Peter just told us, that a controlled tongue is the key to blessing.
也都没人好像彼得这样讲我们听，就是说我们控制舌头的时候，就是一个最得到祝福的一个关键。
And so the text that we just read in James echoes Peter's statement.
我们刚才看到雅各书的经文就是回应了彼得所讲的说话。
As we take a closer look at our text this morning, James 3, 1 through 12, it answers the question, why? Why the tongue is so very important?
我们看到雅各书刚才我们看的三章一至十二节的经文就讲到这个舌头为什么这么重要。
And his reply starts in verse 1. If you don't mind, if you could... George, if you could go back to verse 1, James 3, verse 1.
我们看回第三章的第一节。
What James is doing there is starting with a case study. Do you see that?
雅各在这里做的就是一个讲到一个处境。
Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly.
他说我的弟兄们不要作多人作师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
But then, as you see in verse 2, I won't read verse 2, but he moves on very quickly after that.
第二节我们知道他继续去这样很快地讲下去。
You see, it's pretty clear, James's purpose is not to make me or people like me want to quit.
咁佢所讲嘅说话咧，并唔系要好似我咁嘅人咧，要去退落嚟，要去唔好做我嘅工作。
What the author James is doing is a case study as a way of trying to get across a biblical principle.
咁雅各想讲嘅就系讲咗一个处境，就系想将呢个原则去带出嚟。
And the principle can be simply put: words count.
原则就是说人讲的说话是重要的，是计数的。
Well, let me state it this way. God sits in judgment over your words.
就是说神会去判断你的说话。
And because verse 1 is a case study, the more words, the more evaluation is being done by God.
所以就是说你更加多的说话的时候，神就会更加多的要去审判你，要去断定你。
I hope you get James's point. God is looking at you and your words very, very closely.
神系好小心去睇你，同埋睇你所讲嘅说话。
Now we can go off another side road of the particular peculiar dangers of being a person who's a professional speaker.
咁我哋都可以喺另一方面去睇下，特别系某啲。如果你是一个专业的讲员的时候，有一个特别的危险。
Or we can go along a side road talking about a Christian teacher or preacher.
好像是一个基督教的教师或者是一个讲员。
But that's not James's point here.
但这个不是雅各所想带出的重点。
You see, otherwise he would expand on that after one verse. He doesn't.
如果唔系咧，佢可以喺第一节之后咧，继续去发展去讲翻呢样嘢，但系佢并冇咁样做。
As you'll see on slide 5, what he's trying to get across is the same fact Jesus Christ gets across in Matthew 12:36.
咁我睇到喺第五节佢继续所讲嘅就系好似耶稣基督喺马太福音十二章三十六节所提到嘅。
Do you see what Jesus says? I tell you, on judgment day, you will have to account for every idle word.
佢话我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。
Do you see the whole idea behind why teachers should be careful about your words?
你有冇睇到点解教师特别要注意佢嘅说话呢
？Well, the more words, the more judgment.
就系话更加多嘅说话嘅时候，就更加多嘅审判。
But he's not just saying only teachers have to shudder here.
但系佢并唔系话只有教师先至要小心。
He's very clear.Every one of us, every single one of us should hear what God is saying here.
他说我们每一个人都要去留意神所讲的说话。
And the whole idea can, again, simply be put, words count.
个重点就是说呢,人的说话是会被计算的。
Your words have consequences.
你的说话是有后果的。
Words will be judged.Strictly,
你的说话是会被审判，是很严格的。
Again, Jesus' very words on Judgment Day, you will have to account for every idle word.
他说在审判的日子，句句都要供出来。
The author of Proverbs puts it this way, death is on the bottom of your screen here. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
在箴言十八章二十一节，他说生死都在舌头的权下。
Now in our text in James 3, James himself mentions the reason for this.
咁我哋睇嘅经文咧，雅各就讲到呢个原因系点样。
And the reason is in James 3:9. If you don't mind, George, if you could.
个原因就喺三章第九节。
And the reason, as you could see.Is for the power and importance of the tongue that he mentions verse 9. I'll read it in the NIV. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father. And with it, we curse men who have been made in God's image or God's likeness.
点解呢个舌头咁有能力咁重要呢就是第九节，他说我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的。又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
Do you see the importance there? You worship the Lord with your tongue. And in our bad day, in regards to our bad self, we curse men. And that's bad because they're made in God's image.
就是我们用舌头去颂赞神的时候，另一方面我们又用舌头去咒诅那个被神藉着神形象所做的人。
Now, one of the beauties of the Ten Commandments is that all of the commandments have to do with our relationships with each other.
十诫有一个美丽的地方就是说所有的诫命都是同我们同其他人的关系。
And the latter table or the latter five commandments concern our relationships for human beings, from human beings to human beings.
后面那几条的诫命就是讲到人与人之间的关系。
But all the commandments have to do with certain essential elements God created us with when he made us in his image, in his likeness he makes us.
但所有的诫命都是关系于当神去做我们的时候，我们是藉着他的形象而做。
And so one of the most important teachings in the Bible is that human beings are different than rocks.We're different than animals. We're different than machines.
所以有一个很重要的教导在圣经里面教导我们，就是说我们同这个石头、同机器、同动物是有分别。
We're in a sense mini models of God Himself.
我们就好像神的一个模样这样做出来。
Now our natures were built on the same blueprint or structure as God.
我们的本质也都以神为一个蓝本或者一个结构去做出来。
You know that. You have a personality. You're rational.
我们知道我们有自己的个性，我们都能够辨别道理。
You have a creative side to yourself.
我们自己里面有一个创造力。
Or to put it as the scriptures put it, you have eternity, eternity in you.
圣经话在我们的里面有一个永恒在里面。
Therefore, in many ways, we have a peculiar dignity as being made in the image of God.
我们藉着神的形象而做的时候，我们有一个独特的尊严。
And every one of the final commandments has to do with some essential element of what makes us human.
而每一个诫命都关乎于我们作为人被造的其中一个元素。
And referring to person-to-person relationships.
它都指向人和人的关系。
Now, the great thing about the Ten Commandments is they're not at all negative.
咁十诫咧，亦都唔系完全系负面嘅。
They appear or they're couched in negative ways.
啊，纵使佢哋写出嚟，好似有带住呢个负面嘅意思。
Instead, the Ten Commandments tell us these are things God has put into a human being.
反之，佢讲俾我哋听，神系将呢啲嘢摆喺人嘅里边。
And to trample on these things, to violate these rules, is to what? Violate the humanity of your neighbor.
如果我们去犯了这些律法的时候呢，我们就是侵犯了我们的邻舍那个人性。
You know what you do when you're cursing and disliking someone? You're treating that person as an animal, a rock, a machine, an object.
如果你咒诅嗰个邻舍嘅时候，你对佢就好似如同系对待一个动物，或者一个物件，或者一个机器，或者一个石头咁样。
I hope you see the importance then of controlling your tongue。
重要就系话要去控制你嘅舌头。
And so let's look at it more closely, and I have this on slide 6 under 3 headings today. Again, looking at James 3:1-12 more closely, we'll look at the problem.The danger and the task.
所以我们会小心去看看雅各书这里所讲的怎样控制他的舌头。我们讲到那个问题，那个危险性，还有那个我们要做的工作。
And as you can see on your screen, James first urges us to examine the tongue, to discover the problem.
首先雅各叫我们去测验我们的舌头，去发现那个问题。
Next in James 3, he wants us,to beware of the destructive danger this small bodily faculty can and will cause amongst us.
第二就是他叫我们要去小心留意这个舌头，这个这么微小的东西能够所产生的那个破坏性那个危险。
And then finally in our text, James exhorts us to take up the task of taming your tongue.
最后雅各就是劝勉我们要去勒住我们的舌头。
Well, first, the problem.
首先个问题。
Every self-aware believer will admit the sins of speech are prominent.
每一个信徒都会去承认话语的罪是很显眼、很明显的。
Just think what we do as human beings. The hasty word, the untruthful statement.
包括那些我们轻率的说话，那些不真实的所说的说话。
The list is long that what we do with our tongue, the sly suggestion, the harmful gossip.
又或者是狡猾的言语，又或者是一些伤害人的闲话。
The innuendo, the impurity of the tongue.
讥讽人的说话，口里面所说不洁净的说话。
You know, we do that every day, a lot, often in each day. And so, indeed, not to sin in speech would demand perfection from us.
我们每一天都是这样做。事实上，如果我们不去说这个说话的时候，可能我们是更加完美。
But James's purpose in this section of his letter is not to warn us to be on guard against a hasty and impure or lying tongue.
但是雅各这里讲的目的不只是要 提醒我们要留意我们所讲轻率的说话，那些假的说话。
Purpose in chapter 3 is to make the positive point that control of the tongue leads to what? Master control of your being, of yourself.
雅各的目的是反之是一个正面的，就是说当你能够勒住你的舌头的时候，你就能够勒住你的身体。
I think that's worth repeating. James's purpose here, James chapter 3, makes a positive point. Control of the tongue leads to a master control of your life.
我想再讲一次，雅各就是说，如果你能够控制住你的舌头的时候，你就能够更加能够控制住你的身体生命。
And in verses 3 and 4 of James 3, he shows us by way of two simple illustrations.
第三、第四节，雅各给我们看到一个很简单的比喻。
First, in verse 3, James 3:3, it's the horse, a comparatively tiny thing in the horse's mouth, a bit, controls and directs all its powerful and potentially unruly force.
第三节就讲到个例子，就是说在马嘴里面那个雀环，虽然是一个很小的东西，但是能够控制住一只这么有强而有力的马。
A tiny little hard small bit in the mouth of the horse controls the unruliness of the being.
一个马嘴里面那么小的一个雀环，能够控制住这只原本不受控制的马。
And the next illustration you could see in verse 4 is the ship.
另一个例子就是讲到一只船。
James is illustrating, making the same essential point here.
那个仲同样的类似的例子去讲一个同一个道理。
Right, what directs and controls the ship is the rudder, the small little rudder.
有乜嘢控制呢个船嘅方向呢？就是一个舵，一个小嘅舵。
The small rudder, just like the small bit in the mouth of the horse is the key to control.
这个就是能够控制那个关键。
And notice that the forces in the illustration are not internal, but external.
这个例子给我们看到那个能力在哪里呢？不是内在，而是从外在而来。
I don't know if you've ever been out at sea or in the Long Island Sound, but you know the strong winds that would blow the ship off course, maybe onto the rocks, is outside of us.
我不知道你有没有坐船出过海，如果有大风去吹你的船的时候，很容易将这船呢是吹离你的航道，这个是一个外在的能力。
James, in comparison, sees the tongue in the light of these two simple illustrations.
雅各用这两个例子去看到这个舌头的能力。
Right, the tongue.Is a little member, comparatively small, just like the bit and the rudder are small in their context.
这个舌头好像是这个雀环和舵一样，是一个很小的一个器具。
The tongue boasts of great things.
这个舌头但是能够去做很大的事。
And this, the quote-unquote boast of the bit and rudder are not idle or hollow either, right?
同埋呢个小小嘅器具，呢个雀环同埋呢个舵所能够做嘅嘢，唔系净系一个吹嘘嘅。
And what I mean by that is they really do master the horse. They master that little thing, masters the storm.
因为佢哋实在能够控制呢个马同埋呢只船咁大嘅嘢。
And so too, says James, the tongue. It can make huge claims, he says.
佢话呢个舌头咧能够去做讲好好大嘅说话。
And as you'll see on slide 7, the tongue is the key factor in controlled living.
所以一个人要控制住佢嘅生活咧，呢个舌头系一个好重要嘅关键。
We ask ourselves how we are to control the powerful forces within us and around us that drive us into sin.
我哋问点样可以控制嗰个 在我们里面那个这么大的能力去驱使我们犯罪这件事做这件事呢？
Well, I think James surprises us here. He says something we never really consider. Do you consider controlling your tongue to control your living?
雅各给我们一个建议，是我们很难会去联想得到的，就是说你有没有想过去控制你的舌头，以致你能够控制你的生命呢？
Now obviously, everyone's circumstances vary.
很明显每一个人的处境都是不同。
There are many pressures in life, right? Adversities, pressures, even prosperity brings pressure to you.
在生命里面有很多不同的压力，甚至乎纵使是你富裕的时候，你都要带着很多的压力。
I don't need to remind you as a fellow human being, right? There are sudden and unexpected shocks, the blows of life.
在生命里面遇到很多不为意的事情会发生的时候，就会去影响着你。
And so the question James has for you is, can you hold the course? Can you stay on course?
雅各想问你的问题就是说你能够能不能够去维持住你自己的航道的行的方向呢？
Of course, James is talking to Christians. So he's talking about the Christian life. Are you staying the course?
雅各是对基督徒讲的说话，所以他问基督徒就是说你能不能够去维持住你的方向。
And James's marine illustration, the ship is not at all wide of the mark as a description of life.You know, life has many tides, currents, storms.
所以雅各的比喻用一个航海的比喻，就好像我们的生命一样，我们有很多的潮汐，很多风浪要面对。
But there's a small little rudder that can help you, that can hold the course, direct the ship back to be on course. And the tongue is that rudder.
但雅各说这只船呢，有一个很小小的舵能够去控制住你的船的方向，就是我们的舌头。
It's not that a person strong enough to control the tongue is therefore also strong enough in every battle of life.
不是说一个人能够强到能够控制的舌头的时候，就能够去控制面对生命每一个的战场。
What James is getting at, he's rather saying that winning the battle is in itself,a winning of all battles in life.
但阿哥说如果你赢了这个舌头上面那个争战的时候，你就赢了其他的争战。
Again, let me emphasize, the person who controls the tongue, according to James, is able to brittle the whole body also.
阿哥所讲的就是说，如果你能够控制舌头的时候，你就能够控制全身。
And this is the great boast, the tongue.Can make that James refers to in verse 5.
雅各在第五节所讲的这个舌头所能够做的功用就是一个这么大的功用。
I don't think this surprises us, right?
我想你不会惊讶。
The tongue is so much more than what we actually say out loud.
舌头所讲的不单止是我们所讲出的说话。
In fact, actual speech is probably only a small percentage of your use of your tongue.
事实上所讲出来的说话只是你使用舌头的其中一小的部分。
For instance, you can't think without formulating words in your head.
例如你如果你不将在你的头脑里面去想这段的说话的时候，你其实不能够去思考这件事。
You can't plan without describing in your own brain step by step what you intend to do.
如果你不在你脑里面去想每一步每一步要怎样做的时候，你实际不能够去计划一些东西。
You can't imagine without painting a word picture before your very eyes.
如果你不用你的眼睛去用言语在你的脑里面去扣上一个图画的时候，你实际不能够去想象。
You can't write a letter or a book without talking it through your brain onto paper.
如果你不能够在你脑海里面去将这个思想联系出来，以致将它放在这个即是转化成这个纸上面的时候，你实际不能够写一封信或者一本书。
You can't resent without fueling the fires of resentment by formulating words addressed to ourselves.
如果你唔能够去向自己去用一啲嘅说一啲怨恨嘅说话去向自己去发出嚟嘅时候，你实际唔能够去产生一个怨恨。
You can't feel sorry for yourself without listening to the self-pitying words from your tongue.
如果你唔系从你嘅舌头里边听到一啲自怨自怜嘅声音嘅说话嘅时候，你唔会觉得自己系好差或咁
But if our tongue was well under control, we wouldn't muddle through troubling words to ourselves.
如果我哋冇好好咁控制住嘅舌头嘅时候，呢啲咁嘅说话亦都会去向自我哋自己发出嚟。
We would refuse to formulate the words of self-pity in our heads.
我哋会拒绝喺我哋嘅头脑里边去谂出一啲自怨自怜嘅句子。
We would refuse the images of lustfulness or the thoughts of anger and resentment to ourselves.
我哋会拒绝去向自己去思想一啲愤怒或者系怨恨嘅说话或者图画。
By controlling the tongue, you can cut those things down. They won't blossom.
如果你能够控制住你嘅舌头嘅时候，呢啲嘢都唔能够开花。
Do you see what you're doing? You're dealing.With the master key, the master control button.
你所做嘅就系控制住嗰个主要嗰个钥匙嗰个总掣。
And before that tongue gets out of control like a fire, you're on top of the problem by controlling it.
喺呢个舌头去变咗一个你唔能够控制嘅火头之前，你喺上边控制住佢嘅时候，你就控制住所有嘅嘢。
The control of the tongue is more than an evidence of spiritual maturity. It's a means to gaining spiritual maturity.
控制住你嘅舌头系一个能够证明你属灵嘅成熟。
Now that's the problem. Secondly, and this is on slide 8, there's a danger. There is a problem, and there's a danger concerning our tongues.
刚才讲到就系舌头嗰个问题。第二，我哋而家睇嘅就系嗰个危险。
And I hope you noticed in verse 5b and 6, the tongue has enormous power for actual harm or evil.
喺第五、第六节里边，呢、这个舌头其实并唔系能够去有呢个能力去污秽。
Let me just give you some examples of that. When you're very young, what do? You whine.
举个例子，你年轻嘅时候你做乜嘢呢？就系你埋怨。
It doesn't get better when you're older. When you're older, you criticize.
如果你老啲嘅时候咧，你就去投诉。
When we all fail, we excuse ourselves and blame others.
如果你失败嘅时候咧，就俾自己藉口或者去赖其他人。
And when we succeed or our children succeed, we follow it up by boasting.
如果我哋能够成功，我哋孩子是成功的时候呢，我就会自夸。
Through every turn of life, the tongue promotes evil.
其实生命的每一个点，这个舌头其实都是在这里将这个罪恶去带出来。
Look at the bottom of your screen. Do you see Jesus' words in Matthew 15:11?
你看马太福音耶稣所讲的说话。
It is not what goes into the mouth.That defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person.
他说入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。
Do you see how the tongue is troubling? The tongue can create evil, wickedness.
你看不看到这个舌头能够去带出这个邪恶，制造这个败坏呢？
And of course, as you'll see on the next slide, all evil ultimately comes.From the heart.
其实所有的恶都是从心里面发出来。
Do you see that in Matthew 15:18? Jesus' very words, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person.
马太福音15章18节，耶稣说，唯独出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。
You see, in one sense, the evils of the tongue flow from the heart.
所以其实嘴里边、口里边、舌头上边嘅邪恶系其实从心里边出嚟。
And in another sense, James says Satan himself gives the tongue its destructive power.
另一方面讲就是撒旦去给到这个舌头有这个这样的破坏力。
Because if you recall, in James 3, 6b, hell sets the tongue on fire.
你睇翻雅各书嘅三章六节嘅下半部，佢话呢个呢个地狱去使到呢个舌头着火。
You see, you're in a spiritual battle, whether you believe so or not.
无论你相信与否都好，你喺一个属灵嘅争战嘅里边。
And if you're wondering why the tongue is so troubling, James's answer is because it's set on fire by hell.
如果你谂下点解？这个舌头是这么多的麻烦呢，带来这么多的麻烦，因为雅各说，因为这个舌头呢是被这个地狱去着火烧燃出来。
On the bottom part of the screen, you'll see what Proverbs 16:27-28 says, a scoundrel plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends.
在箴言里面讲话，匪徒图谋奸恶，嘴上仿佛有烧焦的火，乖僻人播散纷争，传舌的离间密友。
And on the next slide, Proverbs 26 says, without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers, and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man.For kindling strife, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts.
而在箴言26:20-22，佢话火缺了柴就必熄灭，无人传舌，争竞便止息。好争竞的人煽惑争端，就如如火加炭，火上加柴一样。传舌人的言语如同美食，深入人的心腹。
I hope you see that the law of God is not arbitrary.
你睇到神嘅律法咧，唔系随便系任意专横咁样去列出嚟。
The law of God is relevant because it's based on how we're made.
神嘅律法系完全基于我哋系点样被造。
I hope you see that the relevance of the law of God is based on how God designed you, designed humanity.
神嘅律法全全在于神点样去设计人性。
So when you don't listen and move, and you move against the law of God, you move against yourself.
如果你嘅举动系干犯咗神嘅律法嘅时候，你其实系对住自己系有冲突。
When you say this is not relevant for me and trample on the law of God, you're trampling on yourself.
如果你话呢个神嘅律法同我冇关系，践踏佢嘅时候，你其实你系践踏紧自己。
James is saying to you, when you misuse the tongue, you abuse yourself.
雅各话，如果你错误使用你嘅舌头嘅时候，其实你系对自己系虐待紧自己。
That's why the tongue has tremendous power over you.
所以呢个舌头喺你身上边有咁大嘅能力。
What does that mean? How could that be?
系咩意思咧？点解可以咁样咧？
Well, I think it's pretty clear.When you use the tongue abusively, you dehumanize yourself.
如果你是任意的去使用你的舌头的时候，其实你就是使到你自己的人性是更加缺少。
The ninth commandment says, don't bear false witness.
十诫的第九诫，他说你不要作假见证。
The phrase, don't bear,False witness is a word that literally means insincere.
唔好作假见证嘅意思，其实就只系讲话唔真诚。
Let me illustrate that. Suppose Mr. Jones did not rob the bank.
譬如一个例子，呢位宗师先生佢并冇去打劫呢个银行。
The police come. They talk to.Mr. Jones's neighbor, X, Y, and Z.
咁然后警察嚟到呢个宗师先生嘅邻居呢个甲乙丙三个人。
And The police ask all three of these neighbors, did Mr. Jones rob the bank?
有警察就问呢三个邻舍，钟斯先生有冇去打劫银行呢？
It says, lying. Yes, he did.
咁呢个邻舍甲呢就话呢讲大话啦，佢话佢有打劫银行。
Y says, which is true, I saw him in the vicinity that night.
咁月呢就话讲咗真嘅说话，佢话佢喺嗰晚我睇到佢银行嘅附近。
And Miss Z says nothing, nothing at all.
然后丙就话呢冇讲过嘢，阿丙一啲嘢都冇讲过。
Did you know that all three neighbors were untruthful according to the ninth commandment?
你有冇睇到根据律法十诫嘅第九诫，呢三个邻舍都冇讲过真说话。
X obviously lied. He's factually inaccurate.
甲好明显系讲一个大话。
Y is very incomplete, right? They're factually accurate, but he only gave some information.
而月咧，佢有讲一啲真实嘅说话，但系佢并冇将个全个图画去讲出嚟。
Z said nothing.
而阿丙咧就冇讲过嘢。
Why is Z disobeying the ninth commandment? Don't bear false witness.
点解阿丙亦都犯咗第九条嘅诫命，唔好讲作假见证咧
？It's because you're supposed to bear witness for your neighbor.
因为你应该是为你的邻舍作见证的。
You see, Z is wrong by remaining silent.
而丙呢就并没讲说话，即是说呢他是犯了这条律法。
You're supposed to make sure you're for your neighbor.
你要肯定你是为了你的邻舍好处。
So you could be insincere, deceptive, whether you're silent,only give partial truth or outright lie.
所以其实如果你唔讲任何嘅嘢，或者你只系讲部分嘅真相，或者你甚至乎系明明嘅讲大话嘅时候，你都系作紧虚假嘅见证。
We tend to twist the truth all the time to make ourselves look better than we are.
我哋好多时都去扭曲呢个真相，去让我哋自己系外表睇嚟更加好。
All of those things are untruthful because they do the same very thing.
刚才讲的几样东西其实做的都是同一个样的东西。
And what is being done against the ninth commandment is trampling on the person, a misuse of the tongue.
他们干犯了这个第九条的诫命，其实就是践踏那个人，他们错误的去使用他的舌头。
What makes untruthfulness untruthfulness is deception.
虚假的东西为什么是虚假呢？因为它是产生一个错误的现象。
A simple illustration of deception is analyzing the word prejudice. What is prejudice?
例如是歧视，什么是歧视呢？
Prejudice comes from the word prejudge.To judge someone before you know the truth.
歧视就是什么呢？就是说当你在知道那个真相之前你就判断那个人。
Prejudice is trampling on the truth.
歧视就是践踏真理。
Prejudice means don't bind me with the facts.
歧视就是说你不要用这个事实去使到我恨眼。
Now obviously there's more dangers than I have time for to explain to you this morning on the tongue. I have to move on to the taming of the tongue.
当然好明显嘅就係话呢个舌头呢仲有好多危险嘅嘢，但我要继续去讲落去，就係讲到点样勒住呢个舌头。
We've seen the problem. We've looked at the danger.Now, what's the task? What's the task at hand?
我哋睇到个问题，睇到个危险，然后而家睇到我哋要做嘅系乜嘢
？And that's on slide 11. If you want to heal the tongue, there are at least two things you need to do.
如果你想医治你舌头的时候，有两样嘢，最少有两样嘢你可以做。
The first is you have to be honest about your dishonesty.
首先就是说你对于你的不真诚，你要是很坦白。
How many of you have seen the PBS evening show Father Brown?
有没有人去看过这个电视台13台他下午的夜晚的一个电视节目讲到这个布朗神父。
Father Brown is a fictional Catholic sleuth, a detective, an investigator.
咁呢个布朗神父咧就系、是、一个小说嘅角色，佢系一个天主教徒，系一个私家侦探。
That show Father Brown is based on G.K. Chesterton's novels.
咁呢个角色咧系完全建基于一个Chesterton 嘅一个小说。
And in those novels, Father Brown mentions at one point the reason he's able to catch all the criminals.
咁喺呢个小说里面有一点，呢个布朗神父佢话点解佢可以能够捉晒呢啲罪犯呢？
Father Brown says he understands the criminal's mind.
因为佢话佢明白呢啲罪犯嘅心理。
And someone in the show and in the book says,How could that be? How do you know about the criminal's mind?
咁喺呢个小说里边，有人问佢啦：你点可以知道呢啲罪犯嘅心理咧
？And Father Brown, the fictional character, says this: No man is really any good till he knows how bad he really is.
咁呢个布朗神父佢话：如果呢个人唔知道佢自己几咁坏嘅时候，呢个人就唔系真系好嘅。
That fictional character continues till he's squeezed out of his soul the last drop of the oil of the Pharisees, till his only hope is somehow or other to have captured one criminal, the one under his very own hat.
嗰日直至到将嗰个人咧，将佢最后喺佢生命里边嗰个法利赛人嗰一滴油咧，都挤出嚟，又或者佢唯一嘅盼望就系将嗰个。最大嗰个唯一个罪犯就系佢自己系捉咗出嚟。
Do you get what G.K. Chesterton is saying through Father Brown?
你睇唔睇到呢个小说嘅作者藉住呢个布朗神父所讲嘅系乜嘢咧
？You'll never become honest unless you're willing to get honest with yourself.
佢话如果你唔系对自己坦白嘅时候，你唔会成为一个诚实嘅人。
You have to admit your flaws, admit your dishonesty, your own fear of the truth.
去承认你自己嘅罪，承认你自己嘅缺点。
You have to admit that you twist the truth because God is the one who defines reality.
你要承认你扭曲呢个真理，因为系神去断定呢个真实现实。
But here's our problem that works out every day in our lives.We want to be God. We are the master of our fate. And I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to twist the truth. That's why we do it.
So we will do it.
Dishonesty is ingrained in you.
不诚实其实是刻在我们的心里面。
And so the first step is to be honest. Honest about your dishonesty.
所以首先你要对自己坦白去承认自己的不诚实。
But here's the second part of the task, and that's on the next slide. We need a word from outside.
而第二样我们要做的事就是说我们要从外面得到这个话语。
Even though that sentence is very simple, needing a word from the outside, it's very hard for us to do that because of all the voices we hear today.
我们很难去做到这件事，因为我们今天听到很多的声音。
You know what the popular psych books tell you?
有最流行的心理学书讲给你听什么呢?
They say you shouldn't care about what other people think about you. Have you heard that?
有冇听过话佢你唔需要去介意人哋对点样谂你？有冇听过咧
？The advice continues and says, "You just decide what you want to do."
然后佢哋继续话你只要去决定你想要啲乜嘢或者做啲乜嘢。
But that doesn't work.
但系呢个冇呢样嘢系对我哋嚟讲系冇效嘅。
I'll give you a simple example. If you're an artist.You don't paint a picture and say, I know, it's very good.
譬如你是艺术家你画了一幅画然后你对自己说、啊、我知道这幅画是很好。
If you're an artist, you don't say, I don't care what anybody else thinks about the painting.
如果你是艺术家你不会说我不理人家怎么想我这幅画。
You don't say, I don't want to even ask anybody about their opinion on the painting.
你不会说甚至我不想问人家对这幅画有什么评价。
In fact, I don't even want to show it to anybody. I know it's wonderful.
你甚至都不会说我不想给人去看这幅画因为我知道这幅画一定是很漂亮。
I know that's a silly illustration, but it's to make this point. You don't know that's a good piece of art until you have a word from the outside.
你不会知道你画那幅画是不是很漂亮直至到有人在外界去向你讲。
Because the word from the outside, not in you, from the outside, validates you.
因为外界的说话是能够去使到你的、所做的事是确立。
Do you see how the popular psych books are wrong? You need words from the outside.
所以你需要从外边而来的说话。
Words are powerful. We don't have a self without words.
话语是很有能力的。如果我们没有这个话语的时候我们都没有自己。
You can go ahead and repeat and say all you want. All that matters is how I feel about myself. Go ahead. Keep on saying that.
你可以不断的说、啊、我最重要的就是我自己去觉得自己是怎样。你可以随便说。
You know that's not true.
你知道这个是错的。
Somebody has to speak into your life. Somebody from the outside who you think is worthy has to speak into your life.
在外面的人要向你去，向你的生命去说话。你认为一个重要的人去向你的生命去说话。
Somebody from the outside has to tell you that you're acceptable.
要由一个外面的人去对你讲话，你是被接纳。
That's why you need a savior, Jesus.
所以你需要一个救主耶稣。
He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest."
他说你们要来烦劳苦担重担的我就使你们得安息。
See, Jesus comes to live the life of truth that you refuse or fail to do.
耶稣来到去过一个诚实的生活是你和我不想过或者不能够过到。
And he pays dearly with his very life for all your evil words and thoughts and deeds.
他用他的生命去为你那些邪恶的说话思念、意念付上了他的代价。
You see, that'll heal your tongue if you grasp the good news of the gospel.
如果你捉住这个好消息的时候这个福音的时候你就能够去医治到你的舌头。
Not just on the surface, intellectually,You have to grasp the gospel deep into your being.
不是只是头脑上面而是你要去将这个福音是深深地放在你的里面。
And that gospel will set your tongue on fire with a different kind of fire.
然后这个福音就能够使你的舌头去着火是另一种的火。
The same fire that came down at Pentecost.
就是同样在五旬节所落嚟嘅火。
You know what happened at Pentecost?
When the fire came down,
the fire of God, the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就好像火一样来到。
When that fire came down from heaven, it transformed the tongues of those men, women, boys, and girls.
这个火从天上来到去改变男的、女的、年幼的。
You know, believers have the Holy Spirit given to you, in you.
神将圣灵去给到信徒在你的心里面。
That very spirit, that very fire, can do the same thing for your tongue.
你的圣灵能够同样去做，对你的舌头去做同一样的事。
It's because the gospel says Jesus sacrificially gave of his life for you.
福音说耶稣基督去将他的生命去牺牲是为了你。
He pays your sin penalty by giving of his life on the cursed cross.
他在这个被咒诅的十架上面付上生命是为你的罪去付上代价。
You see, you can tame the tongue.In him.
在他的里面你能够勒住你的舌头。
But you need to embrace that word from the outside.
你要去捉紧在外面对你所讲的这个说话。
You are, he says, my beloved child, whom I am well pleased.
他说你是我的爱子我喜悦你。
You see, the believer,knows that because they are in Jesus Christ.
信徒都明白，因为佢哋系喺耶稣基督嘅里边。
And so if you don't believe presently, why don't you come and believe and trust in the personal work of Christ?
点解你唔今日就嚟去相信耶稣基督？
Because he can tame your tongue.
因为他能够勒住你的舌头。
And that will help in your living.
然后就能够帮助你的生命。
Father, we thank you for your word. Though James's words are difficult for us to apply in our lives.
因为我们知道雅各的说话好，要是应用在我们生命里面会很困难，但是我们感谢你的话语。
Yet nothing is impossible with the power and fire of the Holy Spirit.
藉着圣灵的大能和火焰，无事是无可能。
And my confidence is in you.
因为我们的信心是在你的里面。
That you, O God, can tame our tongues.
神，你能够勒住我们的舌头。
O Lord, please help us today to understand the problem.See the danger and get busy to tame our tongues.
天父，让我们看到今天那个问题，我们会去远离那个危险，然后我们会去做我们要做的，去勒住我们的舌头。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus, amen.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求，阿门。